Just over a year ago, the outback mining town of Broken Hill became Australia's first heritage-listed city. It took nearly a decade of what some have described as blood, sweat and tears for it to happen. And for the last 12 months, the city has sat alongside other exceptional sites like the Sydney Harbour Bridge and the Great Barrier Reef. The city was the birthplace of the world's largest mining company, Broken Hill Proprietary, which is BHP Billiton. And to mark the occasion for the first anniversary, BHP CEO Andrew McKenzie announced $5.7 million for the city.
And we'd like this to help fund the development of two key components, and that's the Broken Hill Archives and the intersection parklets on Argent Street. We believe will enhance the city's already considerable appeal to attract new visitors and to help to create an ongoing legacy and sustainable foundation for your community, the community of Broken Hill. The parklets, which will be located at the intersections of the cross streets with Argent Street, will help tell the important stories of the minerals that they're named after through artwork, seating and paving. And the city's historical archives will be protected and made accessible to more people. Additionally, BHP Billiton will be funding the restoration and protection of the BHP chimney. It's the last remnant of the company's original head office. And of course, it was a hut that was built for the company's first manager.
Hundreds turned out today in the town square of Broken Hill. And here with me, I have Jeff Spangler. What did you think about the announcement?
I'm a long-time resident of Broken Hill. So was my father, grandfather and great-grandfather. And for BHP to come good with that sort of money today is absolutely wonderful. And the fact that it's going to be go into the archive.
Some of the money is to be spent on restoring a pretty significant chimney here in Broken Hill. Have you seen it yourself?
I've seen the chimney often. I lived very close to the chimney at one stage in my life. And it is a significant part of Australia's history, I guess. BHP was the real generator that turned Australia from an agricultural economy into an industrial and manufacturing country. One side of my family came from the bush and the other side from the mining industry. There's a fair bit of mining history here, but there's not a lot of pastoral industry history, and I think it's important that that is gathered as well.
Margot White. Well, I think they're very generous, a bit overwhelmed with the generosity, but a long time coming too. Well, I think it's quite innovative, the ideas, and to promote the names of the city. Being part of the walk tour group, we always did explain how and why the names were chosen and what they represented, so I think it's a good idea to have some signage now to inform everybody.
Are you from Broken Hill?
Yes, both sides of my family were mining. Father's side came from the Victorian goldfields and my mother's side came from the copper fields of South Australia.
Are you a little disappointed at all? Would you have hoped that the money might have been spent on something else? Were you wishing for something else, perhaps?
Oh, well, I think this is a start, and I think starting with our heritage, and the archives is our heritage, that's the first and most important start. And of course the promotion along Argent Street with the signage is a second step, and probably there are innovative ideas that will come along with that.